From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's official. The Sacramento Zoo is heading south to the city of Elk Grove. The green light came last night with the Elk Grove City Council voting to move forward with construction after a five-hour-long meeting. That decision caps a long-running series of discussions and negotiations that stretches back years. This is a big step for the city of Elk Grove, but also for the zoo itself, which has been located in Sacramento's Land Park neighborhood for almost a century, dating back to 1927. And there is still a lot of work to do before animals are ready to move into their new home. Joining us now to talk about last night's decision and what comes next are Elk Grove Mayor Bobby Singh Allen and Jason Jacobs, the executive director of the Sacramento Zoo. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks for having us here.
Well, I think the big question first, because that was a long meeting last night. How are you both feeling? Mayor Singh Allen, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm exhausted because it was a long night and I had a hard time falling asleep because I was just so excited. My phone was buzzing late into the night. Just not only congratulating the city, but just the overall enthusiasm and excitement centered around this project.
Yeah. How about you, Jason?
I can't believe it's real. I'm pitching myself. And I was hoping I'd see Mayor Singh Allen here today, but
yeah,
I didn't get to visit with her.
I've got those dark circles in my eyes.
I got about 3 hours sleep last night, and just the adrenaline, the energy. This has been a long, just 2.5 years working with the city of Elk Grove that has been an incredible, incredible partner. Kudos to them. But really, the saga of trying to create a new home for the zoo has started, you know, when I got here in 2018. And decades before that, this has been bandied about for years. And so Elk Grove has got it done.
This moment, I can understand, is kind of surreal. Obviously, a lot of excitement, which is why it's hard to go to sleep after an event like last night's city council meeting. Because as you mentioned, Jason, this goes back several years. I mean, there's a long process and culmination that needed to happen to get to this moment. So just a quick recap for those who maybe are unfamiliar with the saga of the Sacramento Zoo. Why did you end up deciding to move from Sacramento to Elk Grove?
The quickest recap is that the zoo is landlocked. We're on 14.5 acres without any parking. Over the past 20 years, we have had to send many iconic animals away. Hippopotamus, grizzly bear, tiger, chimpanzees. Tigers and chimps have been in my tenure. You're stripping away the very fabric of what a zoo is. And we worked with the city of Sacramento to identify several sites. The sites were no longer available. And in April of 2021, the Sacramento Zoological Society's Board of Directors, we are a nonprofit, voted to allow me to try to find another partner. And the first partner, the first potential partner I called was the city of Elk Grove. And I can let Mayor Bobby Singh Allen take it from there with the rest of the story.
Yeah, go ahead, Mayor Singh Allen.
So when we got the initial contact over 2 years ago, obviously the council and staff were excited about this potential opportunity. And we see this as a transformative project and a massive civic amenity, not only for the city of Elk Grove, but for the entire region. This is not just a win for my city, but it is a win for those amazing animals, and it's a win for the entire region. We need a modern zoo so that these species, these beautiful animals, can thrive, because ultimately it comes down to conservation and education as well.
Where exactly will the zoo be located in Elk Grove, Mayor Singh Allen?
Yeah, so right off of Highway 99, when you take the Camera Road exit, it's located near the casino. So for those that are familiar with the New Sky River Casino, it would just be further down the road on Camera, which ultimately will be connected to I-5 as well.
Jason, you mentioned that this is just shy of 15 acres currently in the Land Park neighborhood where the zoo is currently located. How much more acreage do you gain by moving to Elk Grove?
The new zoo would be 63 acres of a zoological park plus 10 acres of parking, which is parking is a major challenge at the current site, right? Not only Will it be a larger zoo? It'll be more accessible to the public. It's a great location, as Mayor Singh Allen just mentioned. But we're going to have the opportunity to bring buses for school groups and let them just step off the bus into a special school group entrance, right? That's what the zoo is about. It's about the future generations who inherit the earth of tomorrow to make it a better place. And when we can show children and families something that they will never experience anywhere else, that's how you make change.
You also released some renderings of what the zoo could look like in the coming years. This is going to take a while. Paint us a picture of what this new space might look like. I mean, you're growing by more than four times the acreage that you currently have.
Right. The first phase would double the size of the current zoo, right? So the first phase is going to be about 30 acres and is really going to be focused on African grassland animals because we want to play to our strengths. And the new site, let's put it that way, doesn't have a lot of trees, right? So we're focused on grassland animals, and it's going to be a landscape immersion habitat where you're going to feel like you are sharing the same space as animals such as lions, giraffes, rhinoceros, cheetah, meerkat, antelope, gazelle, like you're on an African safari. Just like an African safari, you might have dinner at a safari lodge overlooking an African waterhole. We're going to create that experience in Elk Grove. It'll be the only experience like that in the region.
I think about when I was a kid, and this is decades ago, so I haven't been there since, but I'm thinking of the San Diego Wild Animal Park. Is it something similar to that? Do you have models of what you want this to look like?
Well, the San Diego Zoo Safari Park is 1,800 acres. This is much smaller, but we can, utilizing landscape immersion and clever landscaping, we can make an incredible walking experience for people to experience an African safari, you know, a walking safari, which is what a lot of people do in Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, where you're going to be able to see the animals at close range, still have intimate experiences, but the animals will have a much better quality of life. For instance, the giraffes are going to go into a habitat that is 10 times the size of the current zoo. And really, we are modeling this design off of some other very successful zoos, which Mayor Bobby Singh Allen, we got to travel to, both Houston and Fresno. She could tell you about those experiences at those zoos.
What stands out to you about those zoos? Let's start with the one in Fresno. That's a neighbor close by.
Yeah, what was great about that zoo is that it does have the African safari experience right there, called the Great Savannah. And that is something that we're looking at emulating, but on a larger scale. But it's quite amazing when you see all of the species, as you would in the wild, congregating together and sharing this space. So the zoos of yesterday are gone. This is a modern zoo, and this is really about the habitat and seeing what they're like in nature. So you'll see this grass, you know, this amazing vast savanna with the rhinos and the zebras and other animals all occupying the same space. And what you won't see for a visitor, you won't see some of the separations necessarily. And so you'll see the lions, lurking about on the sides, and they'll be part of the landscape from our point of view. You'll be able to see them all in that same space, but there's clever ways of separating with lakes and other kinds of barriers where we won't see it when we look out. But what we'll see is the lions and the rhinos and the giraffes and zebras. It's an amazing experience. And it's something that I know my community is very excited about. I had overwhelming positive response since we began this journey over 2 years ago. So last night was the culmination of that hard work between the City of Elk Grove and the Sacramento Zoological Society. And we're proud of this historic moment and just sort of pausing and reflecting on something like this. There has not been a new zoo built in the United States in, I think, like 35 years. So we recognize the historical moment of this time and just proud to say that we're stepping up and meeting that moment and are able to provide such a tremendous amenity for the entire region to celebrate. And we're ready to welcome them in a few years.
Yeah, I mean, this is a new chapter marking, you know, potentially a new century for the zoo. The Sacramento Zoo has been in Lamb Park for close to 100 years. Elk Grove, of course, is located within Sacramento County, but you are your own city. And that city has grown and evolved considerably in the last 10 to 20 years. Mayor Singh Allen, why is now the right time to have something like this for Elk Grove?
Absolutely. So, you know, the city has been saving for a large project like this, for a serious civic amenity. And so we were in a very strong financial we have a strong financial base to be able to even look at something like this. And so we're in that crossroads, if you will, with not only do we have a rapidly growing community, but also the community is family oriented. I raised my children here, and I've lived here over 31 years. And one of the things that I hear from residents is having more family friendly amenities. So I can't think of anything more family friendly than an iconic zoo here in the city. But it's not just for children. It's for all ages alike to have these wonderful experiences. And like I said, this is that moment, not only as a growing city, but we were in a strong financial standing to even be able to consider something like this. So we're not putting, you know, this burden on our residents. We have a great financing plan. The zoo is going to be doing excellent work on their fundraising. This is a public-private partnership. So we're all in this journey together and looking forward to working together and getting this done.
Jason, this is also bittersweet for the city of Sacramento. The Sacramento Zoo has been in Land Park for close to a century. It'll probably mark that 100-year mark before you make that move to Elk Grove. And I know there are also people in Sacramento that are sad to see it leave. What message do you have for them?
Well, look, a lot of the feelings about the zoo are stoked into nostalgia, right? A lot of people grew up, generations, going to the zoo. And ultimately, I would say that if you care about wildlife, if you care about conservation, because the world will need good zoos more than ever in the next 25, 50 years to take care of animals right here in our own state, like Western pond turtles and other animals that need rescue and rehabilitation from wildfires, which we're going to plan on doing at the new zoo, but also iconic animals that people expect to see when you go to a zoo, like giraffes. We don't have the space to manage giraffes long term at the current site. We will in Elk Grove, and we're going to be much more accessible. We're going to have parking. We're going to be able to do a lot more for conservation, and we can do so much more for the region by being a zoo. When you benchmark our operation against zoos in similar metro populations, we should be doing 1 million visitors a year. We have the population to sustain it. We're going to add that attraction value, and I hate using the word attraction because we are a nonprofit with a mission. But I believe that depending on where you live, the drive might be a little longer, but it'll be worth the drive. I guarantee it.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jason Jacobs from the Sacramento Zoo and Elk Grove Mayor Bobby Singh Allen about the zoo's future relocation from Land Park, which was just approved by the Elk Grove City Council last night. Mayor Singh Allen, I want to get to financing because one of the major points that were discussed by concerns from last night is about financing. How will this construction be financed and what kind of checks and balances and oversight will there be?
Absolutely. So the city has identified four primary funding sources. 5% would come from developer impact fees. 31% would come from the City of Elk Grove reserve funds, which we've been saving since we became a city. And 26% would come from community partnerships, 38% from bond financing. So we're, you know, we have a solid financing plan, and it was supported by our city staff. They're the experts that have, you know, that do the great work of putting this all together. So when we were presented with the financing plan, we've been able to review this step by step for several months now. This wasn't just unveiled yesterday. This has been an ongoing process and a very transparent process. We've included the community every step of the way when we started this journey. So we have a solid financing plan. I know we had some robust discussions on oversight and perhaps adding additional layers, but ultimately we're looking at having an oversight committee. We have a current oversight committee for our Measure E funds, which is our 1% sales tax that was implemented 2 years ago. So we're looking at perhaps having a comparable committee that is there on an advisory capacity. But ultimately, we have a sound financing plan with several checks and balances already built in. So we're very confident in moving forward. And that's why not only as mayor, but my council colleagues, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority supported the financing plan, and we gave an enthusiastic thumbs up to move forward.
Given that things like this, projects like this, are years long, you have the confidence that this could weather economic downturns.
I'm optimistic, let's say that. And we've seen different iterations of the economy, but we are factoring that in. This is not breaking ground tomorrow. So we're still several years out. So I'm optimistic, and I think we because we have a great partnership, we're working together to make this happen. And so this is that transformative, exciting time in the city of Elk Grove that we are taking on an amazing project of this size.
So Jason, when can shovels, might shovels be hitting the dirt?
Everybody's asking that.
That's obviously, I know that's a hard question to answer, but
Well,
if with a hopeful guess.
here's the little secret. My responsibility is what's on the inside and helping design the zoo habitats, taking care of the animals, and operating a zoo, which the Zoological Society can do quite well. It'll actually be the city of Elk Grove managing the construction of the project. So I delegate those questions to the city of Elk Grove.
I'm just
But
going to give a ball. Maybe by the end of this decade, Mayor Singh Allen, do you think we could have an opening date by then?
I'm very optimistic that, I don't like to give dates and then not being able to meet them, but I know that this is a priority and we're going to be working round the clock. And we'll not only on the fundraising, but all of the reports and the studies that we have to get done. I'm optimistic. It's 2024. I'm optimistic.
And something I have to add, a lot of people, when they hear there's going to be a new zoo, they say, "Oh, well, I'll wait to visit the zoo. I'm going to go next year when the new one opens." And I'm like, no. As Mayor Singh Allen can attest to, we have brought in a rhinoceros in the past year. He's 4,500 pounds. He's the largest resident of the entire county. His name is Jay Gregory. We have giraffes. We have okapi. We have a brand new lion, Slamson 2, in conjunction with the Sacramento Kings, right? We've got primates, we've got alligators, giant tortoise. There's plenty to see. And if you want to support the zoo, the best way to do it is become a member or buy a ticket and come visit with your family.
Will it still be called the Sacramento Zoo?
The other million-dollar question. We will have a robust, inclusive community engagement opportunity. But things like naming of the zoo, if someone were to come in and wanting to pay for, for example, millions and upon millions of dollars, they would have naming rights, right? So we don't want to leave anything off the table. So this is going to be an inclusive process where we will engage the community on naming rights. And I think that's the most important statement that I can make. We don't want to just commit to a name, not knowing that how arenas are named in other areas. They're tremendous opportunities.
So it is a TBD. Mayor Singh Allen and Jason, I hope you get some rest this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It was a long evening. Bobby Singh Allen is the mayor of Elk Grove, and Jason Jacobs is the executive director of the Sacramento Zoo. And we've been talking about the zoo's move from Land Park in the city of Sacramento to Elk Grove, which was just approved last night by the Elk Grove City Council. This will happen years from now, so you can still visit the zoo in the city of Sacramento. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.